Within 18 hours, this patient, who had previously been able to walk only with a very painful shuffle, was able to run back and forth in the halls of our hospital. Now, in my humble opinion, this discovery appears to be one of the most significant medical discoveries of our generation. I can assure you that when one is standing at the bedside and sees this phenomenon, that the effect is far more impressive than when one sees it on the screen and as one hears it from the very modest description of the authors this afternoon. Thank you.
Dr. Holbrook, please.
Mr. Chairman, our experience with Compound E consists of what you have already heard mentioned. We have treated two patients from the acute fulminating stage to remission. One patient was a seven-year duration with much bone and joint destruction. The other was an equally severe, but of only 2 years duration with minimal joint destruction. The one with minimal joint destruction recovered symptomatically 100%. The other one, perhaps 85%. I think the importance of this cannot be overestimated. We have been trying for years to find out what happens to the amino acid metabolism between acute disease and remission. One finds a gold case, a pregnancy, a jaundice, occasionally for study. Now we have, by the beautiful work of Dr. Hench and his associates, opened the door wide for a study into the mechanism that occurs with remission. We can open the door, close it, open it, and study the mechanism, not only of the field we've been interested in amino acids, but of thousands of other beautiful opportunities to discover what happens between acute activity and remission. Thank you very much.
Dr. Bauer?
There's little I can add to what has already been said. We too have treated two arthritic patients and can confirm most enthusiastically the results reported here today. As has been said by those who have preceded me, seeing is believing.